Recent corporate scandals have put company boards in the spotlight. Many place the blame on the structure of these boards, but that's not the problem, according to our next guest. Dr. Richard LeBlanc is an assistant professor of corporate governance, law, and ethics at the Atkinson Faculty of Liberal and Professional Studies, York University in Toronto, Canada. He is the co-author of Inside the Boardroom, How Boards Really Work and the Coming Revolution in Corporate Governance. He joins us once again on Sky Radio. Hi, welcome back.
Hi, Carol.
Now, your study and your approach to board effectiveness is kind of unique compared to the more traditional approaches in studying boards. Talk about that.
Well, my approach is really simple. After studying and assisting some of the best boards and some that experienced colossal decision-making failure, including in a few instances costing shareholders hundreds of millions of dollars of market capitalization, the reality is this: the effectiveness of a board of directors comes down to the decisions that it makes as a group and how it acts or fails to act. And interestingly, when you take a look at what is readily measurable, such as the independence of directors, the separation of chair and CEO, the size of the board, the age of the director, the number of boards on which directors sit, these sorts of things are readily measurable, but we know empirically have a limited causal relationship to shareholder performance. So I really take a look at competencies and skills and chemistry of individual boards as well as their leadership inside the boardroom.
Now, you've observed decision-making failure and success play out. What do you think constitutes an effective board of directors based on your research and your continuing work assessing boards of directors?
Well, you really need three things. The first thing is leadership and the effectiveness of the chair of the board right down to running board meetings. So it's not the separation of chair and CEO. It really is the selection and the skills and competencies of the chair of the board. The second thing you need to recruit directors based on competencies and skills and the strategy of the company and assess them based on their competencies and skills. And the third thing you need for an effective board is chemistry and the behaviors of individual directors. And some of the best boards that I've advised and work with really put a lot of effort into getting the chemistry right, because with the right chemistry, you're going to make the right decisions.
Now, I'm going to mention the name of this book again. You're the co-author of Inside the Boardroom, How Boards Really Work and the Coming Revolution in Corporate Governance. And the reason I mention that is because you've applied the research on which your book was based into a tool that boards are actually using to assess their own effectiveness, using benchmark data in comparison to other boards for self-improvement purposes. Talk about this tool. How does it work and what value it adds?
Well, what boards tell me is that they want to know how the performance of their board rates against their peers and where they are at risk as directors. So they want a self-assessment tool that is rigorous and grounded, convenient to use, takes about 30 minutes to fill out online, is confidential and comprehensive, and produces actionable data as opposed to the paper-based questionnaires that boards are currently using. So I went out and designed a tool that employs my framework and produces a confidential, user-friendly report for individual boards. And I've got a number of accounting, law, and consulting and search firms that are advising boards based on my model of effectiveness and helping them to improve their performance.
Now, a number of noted academics have endorsed your book, including those at Harvard and Yale. Also, you've got on board prominent directors, director associations, shareholders, even the chair of a securities commission. What advice would you give to a regulator concerned with effective corporate governance, or to a chair of a board or an institutional shareholder?
Well, the advice that I've given to those types of groups is you want to really take a look at how directors are brought onto the board and how they're assessed, and aligning the competencies and skills of individual directors with the strategy of the company and where the company's going 2, 3, 4, 5 years out, and whether in fact the skills and behaviors of your current complement of directors are aligned with that strategy. So this one step, which is recruiting and assessing directors based not only on their independence but also on their competencies, skills, and behaviors, I think is a pretty important step. And some of the best boards that I work with, in fact, face these challenges and put a whole lot of effort into getting the recruitment and the assessment and the chemistry right and some of the softer skills.
It's really a terrific book. I would recommend it to anybody who's in any way involved with boards of directors. It's called, again, Inside the Boardroom, How Boards Really Work and the Coming Revolution in Corporate Governance. And even if you didn't have a pencil the three times that I actually said this, don't worry. All the contact information is in your in-flight entertainment guide. Be sure and take that with you when you leave the plane. Richard, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
We've been speaking with Dr. Richard LeBlanc. He's an assistant professor of corporate governance, law, and ethics at the Atkinson Faculty of Liberal and Professional Studies, York University in Toronto, Canada. We reached him right there on campus.